break for me, dance for me.
Do you ride a bicycle? I ride a bicycle. Do you want safer streets, respect from motorists, and bicycle infrastructure improvements? Bike Pittsburgh is a nonprofit organization working on improving the conditions on the streets and the amenities off the streets to make Pittsburgh a more bicycle-friendly city. You can find out about Bike Pittsburgh's programs on the web at bike-pgh.org, by phone at 412-325-4334, or both by using your phone to navigate to bike-pgh.org, or you can stop by your local bike shop and pick up a brochure. You're listening to From the Basement on WRCT Pittsburgh. We'll be right back. All right, everyone, it is just after 9 p.m., which means it's time for the end of this week's edition of From the Basement. This last track here was Give Me Some Sulfites by Laurent Garnier's album from this year, 33 Tours et Puis Suivant. We'll be back, same time, same place, 8 p.m. on Friday on WRCT Pittsburgh at WRCT.org for the online stream, or 88.3 FM for those of you listening from Pittsburgh. If you're just tuning in for Viva La Mock, stay tuned in, because the Mockster is going to take you all the way 1 a.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Thanks for tuning in and have a fantastic night.
Won't you let me meet you at the pool. Maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance. Now take you. Ooh. Won't you tell your dad, get off my back? Tell him what we said about painted black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside when it's okay. Now shake you. Ooh.
Magna Pop wrapping up that set of music with their song Favorite Writer here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Before that, some classic Big Star. But then again, in my opinion, I think most Big Star is classic Big Star, right? Am I right? Let's vote on that. But anyway, before the voting takes place, that was their song 13. Also played Luna doing Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine, and start off the entire set with some Lou Reed from the Rock and Rule soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed my name is Paul, but the show called Viva La Mock. So some people call me the Mockster, so I guess my name is Mock, and it comes to you on this very frequency. Or web stream, so it's not really the frequency, or URL, that's it, or URL each and every week at this very time. And I appreciate you tuning in and just hanging out with me as I'm playing music, just reaching into the archives and what's stuck in my head, and I've been humming all week, and I'm playing it for you. So let's continue that. Why not? Because I've got time to fill and music lined up and stacks of records and CDs and all this stuff all around me. So let's make it happen. Would you believe it was 20 years ago when the debut album from The Strokes came out? Would you believe that? I know. We're all getting old, but some of us are doing it more gracefully than others.
They led me straight from my mother to a cell in the tombs. deals. When they cut me loose, that term had served me well. I made allies in heaven, I made comrades in hell. I was a Catholic child, the blood ran. Drop to their knees. When I enter a church, the feet of statues bleed. I understand the fate of all my enemies. Just like Christ in the garden of Gethsemane. Cause I'm a Catholic boy, redeemed through pain, not through joy. I watch the sweetest psalm stolen by a choir. I dream of martyrs' bones hanging from a wire. Touch me now. I got every sacrament behind me. I got baptism. I got communion. I got penance. I got extreme unction. I've got confirmation. Cause I'm a Catholic child. When the blood ran red, the blood ran wild. And now I'm a Catholic man. I put my tongue to the rail whenever I can.
My Midnight, that is Steve Wynn with Nothing But the Shell here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, some Fauntleroys. Yeah, a band featuring Alejandro Escovedo, Ivan Julian, Nicholas Tremolin, and Steve's wife, Linda Pittman, on drums. Them doing their song, Suck My Heart Out with a Straw, from the Below the Red Pony release that came out a few years back. Jim Carroll, speaking of some New York gritty rock and roll, Jim Carroll and Catholic boy for you, and well, I guess we're talking about New York gritty rock and roll. Strokes do kind of fall into there. They're more of the I would say modern day, but that song came out 20 years ago, so I guess they're not as modern day as the Mockster thinks. Last Night, from the Is This It LP, from the Strokes, starting off that entire set. Hey, my name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Thank you for tuning in to my program called Viva La Mock. Don't forget, you can pull up a chair, because it's breakfast for dinner, which is an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. It's power pop. It's punk. It's jangle pop. It's psychedelic. What? Is it the Viva La Mock show? No, it's breakfast for dinner. It's anything that feeds the mind. And Chris has it for you each and every Sunday night at 10 p.m. here on WRCT. Just want to make sure you're aware of that. So what else should I make you aware of? I don't even know. Oh, how about a fun fact? You want a fun fact? Just, you know, let's throw out fun fact number one of the day. Maybe it's number four. I don't know. Maybe I've already thrown a couple out. Did you know that David Lowery and Johnny Hickman, they're both in a band called Cracker. Would you believe they were born? They share a birthday. They were born 4 years apart. But, you know, so why not play some Cracker? Because I learn fun things and I just want to play some music for you.
Well, lucky number seven passed me by. Lucky number seven called my name and passed on by. Well, he came back, don't you know, with his brother six in tow. And that's how number 13 wound up at my side. And that's how I got these lonesome Johnny Blues. How I got these lonesome Johnny Blues. Got the lonesome Johnny Blues, and there's nothing I can do except sing this
My drive. Grim Reaper pulled a little old Chevrolet right up into the goddamn drive. Just trying to have it come for you, but I want someone who's dear to you, and the price you pay is to remain alive and stay here with these lonesome Johnny Blues. Stay here with these lonesome Johnny Blues. With lonesome Johnny Blues, and there's nothing I can do, so sing this out all very lonesome. Sack the place for cash, and he wound up taking much more than I owe. And he left me with these lonesome Johnny Blues. Left me with these lonesome Johnny Blues. I went the lonesome Johnny Blues, and there's nothing I can do except sing this out all weary lonesome Johnny Blues. Johnny Blues, sad all weary lonesome Johnny Blues. Johnny
such a shame. What can we learn from his pain? Here lie the bones of what's his name. Here lie the bones of Willard Scott. He was on TV and he ate a lot. What can we learn from all he got? Here lie the bones of Willard Scott.
Coming down from the sky, I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
The Birds wrapping up that set of music with Mr. Spaceman here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, Gladys out of Lexington, Kentucky, from their second and final album, with Here Lie the Bones. Kind of a timely song to play, you know, Willard Scott. Yeah, hopefully you were listening. Old 97, speaking of listening, from the Too Far to Care album, Old 97s and West Texas Teardrops and Crackers started off that entire set from Kerosene Hat, went back to that album for Lonesome Johnny Blues. It gets us to where we are now. We're about, let's say, 22 minutes before the top of the hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock, and I want to remind you, when I play things like The Birds and I kind of go way, way back, I want to remind you, do you remember what like Top 40 radio sounded like back in the 60s or maybe the 70s or the 80s? Yeah, I don't know. Most of us don't. But you know who does? Jay Thurber does, yeah. Say, okay, Gen Xer, yeah, say that three times fast, which isn't too hard. I'm just asking you to say it three times fast. You can actually join Jay Thurber. He's got a program called Radio 9. It happens on this very frequency each and every Saturday starting at noon. What are you going to find? You're going to find a mix of oldies. He's going to throw in some new stuff and a lot of snark. There is a lot of snark in there. So if you're looking for a good snark show, Radio 9 is the show for you. And also, that's all I'm going to tell you for now. I got more stuff to tell you, but I have more music to get into. And speaking of Radio 9 and oldies and snark, well, how about just let's go back and give you an oldie.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing outrun my V8 Ford. A Cadillac doing about 95, moves bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. A Cadillac pulled up to 104, my Ford got hot and wouldn't do no more. Rainwater blowing all under my hood. I knew that was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do. Can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do. Motor cooled down, the heat went down, and that's when I heard that highway sound. Cadillac setting like a ton of lead, 110 a half a mile ahead. Cadillac looking like it's setting still, and I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do.
You can be here by 4:30, 'cause session, don't be slow. No, and I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville. Come home with, can I come home with you? Tell your mother and your papa I once was a schoolboy too. Sometimes I don't know why, sometimes I don't know why, or why to do well, or why to do well. Get mad at you at all. I'm gonna buy me an airplane. I'm gonna buy me an airplane. Fly right over, fly right over town. If I don't find my baby, ain't gonna put my airplane down. Come on, little school girl, come on, little school girl, can I come home, can I come home? Tell your mama and your papa I once was a school boy too.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
the We Five doing their version of the Ian and Sylvia classic. You are on my mind here on the Viva La Mock radio program. We Five, if you did not know this, started back in their high school days. And Michael Stewart, who was one of the founding members, his older brother, John Stewart, was a member of the Kingston Trio. Yeah, how about that? So how about before that, some Rod Stewart. I pulled his very first single, released back in 1964, Good Morning, Little Schoolgirl. Played the Monkees in there as well. Their very first single as well, Last Train to Clarksville, that was released back in 1966. And I mentioned John Stewart just a mere seconds ago. John, yeah, he wrote Daydream Believer. Yes, he did. But and Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry, who wrote it all, apparently. Chuck Berry with Maybelline started off that entire set. As we are coming close to the top of the hour, but don't worry, I'm still here hanging out with you, playing some music, and plan on continuing beyond the top of the hour. God willing. What else should I tell you? What else should I tell you? I had a bunch of stuff. Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. I was going to remind you that during these uncertain and unprecedented times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. Now, did you know that 22 Americans, they die each day waiting for an organ transplant, and most of them are for kidneys? Now, the good news is that MatchingDonors.com is helping to change that. They link organ donors with people in need of organs, like kidneys and such. So now here's the good part. You don't actually have to donate your kidney or one of your organs to be a part of this. You can actually donate your boat or maybe a car, or you've got some real estate, and you get a great tax deduction, and you help to save lives. If you visit MatchingDonors.com, you can find out more information or call 1-800-385-0422. This message brought to you by MatchingDonors.com and your good friends here at 88.3 FM. WRCT. Now, if you're listening to my show recently, you might have heard me. I played a cover of the next song, which is once again another cover because it was right around this time. What was it again? 30 years ago, the single dropped. The first single off of Nirvana's Nevermind album dropped, and well, history was made. So why not reverse the tables? Because Nirvana then later on their acoustic album had a minor hit with the Meat Puppets' Lake of Fire. So why not play the Meat Puppets doing a Nirvana song?
Load up, I'm gone. Bring your friend. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard and self-assured.
baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show me tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on. You know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. Alright. Ain't got no right, no, no you don't. Ought to be so exciting. Won't need bright lights, no, no we won't. Make our own lightning. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to prove me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
Oh.
She got the way to prove me.
No, won't tell a soul we're gone to.
Flies round.
are listening to Viva La Mock on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Yeah, just too good to be true. I can't take my eyes off you. You feel like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At last love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. Yeah, just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. So darling, if you feel like I feel, darling, let me know if it's real. Yeah, just too good to be true. I can't take my eyes. Take my eyes off you. You feel like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At last love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. I can't take my eyes off you.
That is the Manic Street Preachers doing their version of Can't Take My Eyes Off of You here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, how about the Kinks? Kinks and Waterloo Sunset. Also, Neil Diamond and Cherry Cherry. Neil Diamond, yet another artist who wrote a Monkey song, wrote that I'm a Believer, just in case you're taking notes from the last set of music. And Meat Puppets. The Meat Puppets started off the entire set with them doing a Nirvana cover, them doing Smells Like